Howard Show.
Anyone who was listening in New York, I'm in the middle of a conversation with Kane. We were talking about Twin Labs Rip Fuel, which is something you're on.
Right. And it works.
And then we were talking about how you were out last night. You guys haven't even been to sleep. And you walked in with the... you're the lead singer of the Strokes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty good gig.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I agree.
Kane.
Yeah.
So you... go out. How do you two guys hook up to go out and, you know, hang out?
We met at one of the K-Rock gigs, and, you know, he's a cool guy. He's very unassuming and very humble and very, you know, very unwannabe a rock star. And we got along, and we're hooking. I mean, we hang out. I mean,
he lies.
You're a very rock star?
I am a total...
rock star.
Star. Out of control guy. No, I don't know. Yeah, no, I just...
right.
It's cool to meet a good guy who works in, you know.
So you guys were out drinking all night?
All right, fine. Yes, we were.
But you see, look at Kane. He holds it so much better than Julian.
Yeah,
Julian's
Julian
a complete mess. Kane is such a hardcore. You know, he knows.
That's
Rip Fuel.
He's a good actor, is his thing.
I'm wide awake because of Rip Fuel.
Did you drink the same amount as Julian?
More.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
What did you drink?
A few shots of Jaeger.
Right.
And,
God, I don't know how you stand that.
That's crazy.
Bravo.
I stay away from the beer, though, because, you know, the beer is fattening.
So. Right. Yeah. Well, you're on the
exactly.
Rip Fuel.
At some point, did a brick fall on Julian's head?
Julian, that hurts, man.
Julian, you're wasted.
No, actually, I'm just...
he's actually kind of normal.
I was just hanging around this place. I'm just, you know...
You're tired.
It's really... No, I've... You know, I just...
Did you meet James Brown?
I saw him, and I, you know, he, like, blew me against the wall just by seeing him, and...
He's a great man.
I mean, yeah, he's amazing. I was, you know, it's intimidating. I don't know.
You're a young guy, though. How do you know James Brown? I mean, like, did you grow up listening to those records?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't, like, have his records, but... Yeah, and obviously I know a lot about James Brown. I mean, I don't know what to say.
No, I could talk to him. Just talk to him. I could listen to this all day.
I like Julian, man.
Julian's
cool.
Excited to be here, though. He's a fan of the show, you're saying.
So how's things going since you became, like, famous from the Strokes? Because that's a big band right now.
I don't know. All I'm doing is just working on new songs.
Where are you from?
I grew up in the city in Manhattan.
Oh, no kidding. So, like, you're getting, like, checks and everything, the whole thing now?
Well, I've had a girlfriend
he
for a while.
He pissed his girlfriend off earlier.
Oh, yeah?
He was playing his guitar in the house, and, like, she got up to pee and then slammed the bedroom door.
Yeah, she's pissed off because I'm hanging out with this douchebag.
That's probably it, yeah.
Kane.
No.
Kane's a good man. Kane knows how to party, dude. You're out every night, right?
No, not on Rip Fuel. I had to cut back a little bit. You know?
Yeah, you can't keep up with Kane, my brother. I'm telling you.
I disagree.
I've seen younger guys than you. You know?
He can keep up.
He's going to make a good try anyway.
Right. So, and then the dude who's your drummer, he's dating Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, he is.
Banging her pretty hard, huh?
They're engaged.
I wouldn't put it that way, but yeah, sure.
Where was she? I didn't see her tonight. He was out. Where was she?
I don't know. I guess she was because we rehearsed all night. So.
Oh, okay.
He's engaged to her, I think.
Yeah.
That's crazy because she marries dudes all the time and then gets divorced.
Oh, no, they're not engaged. That was just like a press thing, I guess.
So that's already over.
Gossip.
So you grew up in Manhattan? Would you go to one of those fancy schools?
I guess so. I went to Dwight.
Dwight? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know any of these schools.
Yeah. You getting any celebrity poon, or are you still with that girlfriend?
I'm still with a girlfriend.
But you can screw around, I hope.
If you say so.
You ought to get Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, she's got another dude from that other Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay, yes, yeah, whatever.
I don't even know
Damaged
Coldplay
Goods,
is.
I don't want to mess with them.
I don't even know Coldplay.
You'd know their song. Wait,
who's Damaged Goods,
it.
Coldplay or Gwyneth Paltrow?
Both.
You didn't go to college or anything, did you?
I went for about a year in Long Island, just like studying music.
What, Hofstra?
Five Towns.
Five Towns College?
Five Towns College?
I didn't know anybody who went there.
They must have a happening campus.
You must have done real bad on your SATs.
Well, yeah, Yeah, my GED. You know, I did pretty well, I think.
Good enough to follow
GED.
Well, let me tell you, man, you're doing well. I wish you a lot of luck.
You've made Five Towns proud.
I don't mean Five Towns. I mean the fact that you're hanging out with
me. It's actually not in the Five Towns, but, yeah.
He was so afraid that you guys were going to get crap.
And why?
I don't know, because you guys are intimidating, so.
No, intimidating.
Yeah, I was freaking out, man. I was like, yeah, I mean, I listened to you all my life,
I told you that it was stupid to think like that, but, you know.
Yeah. I do, Kane. I'm hanging out with all these people. You got that right. He's a star effer.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Not even.
Because Kane has tons of famous friends.
Does he?
Like, whenever
you call me Booker?
No, no, but you do. You have tons of famous friends.
I don't. I really don't. I barely have friends.
But it's if you true. Have one, he's famous.
It's true.
That's why he's hanging
out. My phone never rings.
What bar do you guys go to? You must go to, like, the hip bar. What is the hip bar?
No, not the hip bar, man. You just leave the little bars.
Where'd you go?
I saw a band tonight. He didn't want to go see Simple Plan because there's too many people there, so he didn't want to go. So I met up with him later at, I don't even know what the hell it was.
Hey, didn't your dad own some modeling agency or something?
Yeah, he did.
Man, that must have been hot. When you were growing up, like, did you just see tons of hot chicks?
Hanging out with dad at work, huh?
I mean, you know, I didn't really, I wasn't part of that, but yeah, I mean.
What was the modeling agency?
Elite.
Oh, Elite. God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, is
Elite.
He still involved with that?
No, not anymore. Because
we'd love to go down there and just kind of hang.
Is your dad? He's the only guy who wants to distance himself from that.
You want to distance yourself from that?
No, not at all. I mean,
it's way cool.
Hold on. Is your dad's not the Casablanca guy, is it?
I'm the Casablanca guy, too, yeah.
Oh, that's the Mac Daddy.
That's the Mac Daddy?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
John Casablanca's?
Yeah.
Well, he started the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. He's the original model guy.
Wow.
He started the original model.
Who's your mom, Cindy Crawford?
Yeah, actually. Julian Crawford,
right.
Casablanca's.
Let me hear a little of your music. Hold on a second. I've been out of it lately. I don't know when
it sucks, man. Don't bother.
Your music sucks?
Yeah.
Let me hear it. Wait a second.
Don't waste your time with it.
That's you? You play guitar?
No, that's not me.
You gonna take responsibility for that? This is you singing, though, right?
No, I never heard this band. Mastermind promoter.
Great being on stage, man, and playing and singing.
Yeah. The clown is bored, yawning.
How many of these you sell?
How many?
Yeah.
Records?
Yeah.
I think 800,000, something like that.
Nice. You guys are wasted.
They are.
Don't say guys.
No.
I mean, Kane's functioning pretty well.
I feel okay. I guess I'm just naturally
coherent.
I've had a water for every beer.
So. Oh, you say you're smart.
Yeah, I wouldn't know Kane was on anything, you know, drunk or anything, if I didn't look at his eyes popping out of his head. What are you saying? You look, if you put on eyeglasses, your eyeballs will touch the glass.
I'm tired.
So what'd you do? You did your show yesterday from, you know, the Kane and Cabby show.
2 to 6.
Or the Kane show with Cabby. You did that from 2 to 6.
No, like Kane and Cabby. Kane and Cabby show.
All right. And then you went and had dinner. Did you hook up with Julian at dinner?
No, I went to the gym.
Yeah.
You went to the gym.
And I went to a bar to see a show, and then I met up with him, like, later. Like,
and then you guys stayed up all night.
Didn't mean to. Just happened.
Well, Cabby called me, like, yesterday, and I called him. He said he wasn't going out because he had some audition. And then he gave me his number, and then I called him.
Cabby had an audition?
For what?
I have no idea.
Wow.
Les Mis!
I think he was blowing you off, Julian. That was like, it was a nice way to say, I don't want to go out with you.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't mind.
Kidding.
Everyone said your breath reeks of alcohol, Kane, though.
Well, of course, because, you know, that's what happens.
Is that why they gave us gum in the hallway? It's like, okay, I'll take some gum.
This one piece of gum isn't hiding it?
Hey, listen, you guys sound like you had a wild night.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Julian, nice meeting you.
Dude, I'm still going to hear it from Fantasy and King.
Why are you going to hear from him?
Because you can't
go out drinking with rock stars?
You go on Howard's show all, like, you know, without sleeping. I'm going to hear about it. You know, I'm going to hear about it.
You're so fun. Let's
you did a great job of promoting your show.
I wish we had the breathalyzer here. I'd love to do a breathalyzer. In
I would.
You got one?
I think I have a whole lot. I'm
down.
Right now.
What?
I'm going to be more than him. I will be higher than Julian, I think. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't care.
My money's on Julian.
I think I'll be higher.
Hey, Julian, how old are you?
24.
Wow.
That's when you should be drinking.
Yeah, but he should be able to hold it better than Kane.
Yeah, he's all right.
24, you should be able to hold it better than Kane. Kane's a pro.
Dude. I should be so much more mature than I am.
I mean, yeah.
You know, when I started in radio, like, the DJs never got to hang out with the rock stars.
They weren't cool.
Yeah, we just played their records. We were a bunch of geeks.
Yeah,
now,
cool.
You got, like, good-looking guys like Kane.
You paved the way.
I don't know what I did.
You made it cool for the rest of us.
I didn't have anything to do with that. I mean, now the DJs are like hanging out with the rock stars.
Right. Remember, you get blown off by guys from Journey.
I got Journey. The guy told me I look like Big Bird. Like,
clown is freaking me out.
What, clown?
There's no clown here. What clown?
What clown? Don't use the S word. I'll throw you right out of here. Rock star or no rock star.
I'm sorry.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
I honestly feel like more...
You don't have a breathalyzer?
Special
device. No, we used to have one, but they don't anymore.
All right.
We can't test you guys.
I'm still higher.
All right, well, anyway, boys. Oh, by the way, the guy sitting right there is Nick Ferguson of the New York Jets.
Oh, hello, man.
I'm a Jets fan.
Yeah, that's Nick.
Cool, I guess.
Well, we were in the hallway, and he was talking about how I told him what position I play, and he said that he'd rather like it because it's a position where you can really crunch somebody. So,
yeah. Got a lot of aggression?
Yeah.
Julian must have had an effed up life, angry at that Casablanca dude. Want to hit people. I can't believe the Jets...
Eject. Abort.
Nick, I can't believe the Jets lost, man. That was such a disappointment. Tampa Bay.
Yeah, what's with that?
Hey, you know, you can't win all the time. So you just pretty much learn from your mistakes and move on past that.
Was that a big, big eye-opener when, you know, Oakland...
Well,
played so well.
You know what? I'm not going to take anything away from Oakland, but I have to say that I was pretty happy that they lost, actually.
You were? Why?
Yeah, they got that
same
feeling.
Because...
Agreed.
Because
really?
They're the type of team, they are, you know, so cocky.
Yeah.
You know, they were cocky when we played them, and for them to win, they think that they're unstoppable.
Yeah.
You know, so Tampa pretty much brought them back down to earth.
Yeah, that's true.
Way down.
I just had money on Oakland.
Yeah, because they did say some rotten things about the Jets.
Yeah. And then they had players talking about...
hey, Julian, sorry we're keeping you up.
Game afterwards, so.
Yeah.
So.
We're talking football. Julian goes, what time is it?
I feel like it's midnight. I'm sorry.
I'll have what you're having, Julian.
Now the clown is talking to you, right?
I'm just happy to be here, I guess.
What is it, Sabrina? Yes, go ahead and talk.
She popped about six Xanax.
Julian, she said you sound like you took about six Xanax.
Yeah, share with the rest of the class.
What are you on, really?
What?
Share with the rest of the class.
What are you on, really?
Okay. You guys are all talking all over here. What'd you say, ma'am?
What is he on, really?
What are you really on?
Heroin? What do you want me to say?
Heroin? Oh.
No, I'm just, I don't know. I'm just, you know, it's just strange.
He's having a surreal
experience. I see you on TV, and here I am, and it's nice. And I just, I don't know.
It's good being here.
I'd rather just stare.
Jamie, you're on the air.
Howard, this guy is a friggin' retard.
No, he's not.
He's
just high. He's high.
Hey, Howard.
Jealous.
Yeah. I heard you talking earlier. Sorry about that. I heard you talking earlier about hairy shoulders and all that. I'm 22 years old, and I look like a friggin' gorilla.
You go to completely bare. That's where I go.
I'm upstate, though. I'm up in Albany.
What can I tell you?
The trip, right?
Get a car.
Yeah, drive down.
I'll drive down if you hook me up.
I'm not hooking you up. You call over there.
Why?
Why do I have to hook you up?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't ask things, you know.
I don't have any freebies for over completely bare. Yeah.
Just burn it off.
It's your hair. Get rid of it if it bothers you.
I tried that. I tried shaving my balls. I tried shaving my back.
Well, your balls, you're not going to go to completely bare for your balls.
They won't do that?
I mean, yes. Why don't you just light your balls on fire?
Yeah, that'll
get rid of the hair.
Quiet, buddy.
Light a fart.
Couldn't he get like a full body bikini wax or something like that?
Yeah, go to one of those Brazilian women and that'll rip the hair out of you.
Yeah, but you just have to work anywhere. You can get at the tunnel.
Hey, Nick, do you guys like shave your legs and stuff? Or is that just swimmers?
No.
Don't you have to tape your legs?
Yeah, you have to tape them. I mean, I shave up to my my calf.
Really?
Because, I mean, it could become a real big problem trying to rip that tape off.
Yeah.
So. But no full body shaving.
What about the strokes? Do they shave their legs? Or?
Yeah, what do they do to go on stage?
What do they do?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
If there could be a dream occupation for your father, wouldn't it be model agency owner?
Not for me.
It would be for
me. It might be creepy, though, you know?
No.
Like,
why?
Because your dad's, like, around all these hot chicks, and you get all these feelings like he's banging them
yeah,
all.
Yeah, by the way, you're...
It was cool. It just wasn't cool for my mom.
Right. Oh. Your mom and your dad were split up?
Oh, your dad was banging the models, and then they split up?
Well, I wouldn't put it that way, but...
Probably.
Similar, I guess.
Yeah, that's hard on a kid.
Who was he married to? He was married to a couple of...
Yeah, like, who's your mom? Is she famous, too? Like a model?
No, no.
Mom was probably a regular
one. She was a mom when she was in, like, her 20s.
Right.
But who else did he marry?
Who else did he marry?
Yeah.
Mia Farrow, right?
Liz Taylor? No, okay.
Mia Farrow, right?
No. Mia Farrow. No.
Lauren Hutton?
Chaka Khan?
No. A girl called Aline, you know.
Oh, her.
Oh, Aline. They had exotic names.
That's, yeah.
Right.
You know, to be a rock star, he's really cool.
He's almost dead.
Yeah, because when they told him I played for the Jets, I mean, he was really, you know, happy because he had never met a player before. And then James Brown walks past, and both of us are just standing there looking at each other because, I mean...
You couldn't believe it?
Yeah, it's James Brown.
And by the way, did you check out James Brown's entourage? He came in here after, like, we were taking pictures. James got, like, four guys to travel and take pictures.
Yeah.
But they used Polaroids.
They're old school.
Old school Polaroids.
Trying to save money wherever they can.
He's got a major entourage.
James is still stuck in the 70s.
he's got the Polaroid.
How old is he? 69.
69.
And I don't see a gray hair on his head.
No, you won't either.
You won't ever.
Well,
you be sure of that.
James said he still has the juice. Leave him alone.
Did you meet his manager? His manager's name is Super Frank.
Yeah, I met Super Frank.
Like everybody's got a weird name.
Super Frank.
And they all call him Mr. Brown, and they were calling me Mr. Howard. And
Miss Robin, the 70s. They called me.
I think James kind of says to him, listen, not only do you call me Mr. Brown, but all of the people I associate with, you can Mr. Robin, Mr. Howard, Mr. Yucko the Clown.
Massa Yucko the Clown.
Oh. Hey. Well, say it now. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Say it now.
None of these musicians can freaking talk today.
You are freaky.
You are sleepy.
Julian.
Yeah.
I have a question for Julian Howard.
Go ahead, Vinny.
Julian, have you heard from Tom Petty about how similar your song sounds to his American Girl? Like, kind of like plagiarism?
Yeah, I sort of ripped that part off.
Oh, he's honest.
You're honest about it.
Yeah, it was you know, more like a rhythm thing. It wasn't like
a melody. What are you talking about? You ripped off the whole tune.
I don't want the guy's head. He's high as a kite.
What are you carrying on about, Vinny? What have you done?
What a bunch of children.
I'm not like this
guy's
really
bad trip. Yeah, you're giving him a bad trip.
Come on, Julian.
No.
Are you going to give him some money from, like, your royalties?
Yeah, I'll give him some money if it makes you feel better.
Yeah, hey, Vinny, why don't you go rip off Jumpin' Jack Flash? All right, Dave, go ahead. You're on the air.
Jets suck.
Well, you're going to get a lot of that, Nick.
Yeah. You just suck, man.
Nick, you're going to get a lot of that.
Hey, this is New York. Not everybody's a Jets fan, so, I mean... You know,
yeah, but
what
you can do is grab the ball once or twice, put it in the end zone.
Say that here now, it'd be different.
Hey, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree
have
with
Mr.
You.
Ferguson greet you.
Alcoholics Anonymous, you homo.
Well, you said that you should go to Alcoholics Anonymous and then called you a homo.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I agree, I guess.
He'll play rock and roll trivia with that retard with his own song.
Oh, come on.
That's Sean.
How dare you?
Being ridiculous.
That's Sean. He's very jealous of anybody who's successful. So what are you, on tour now?
No, we're just working on a new song.
No, I think he's on Valium right now.
Oh, thank you,
Yucko!
Yeah, I get it. I seem sleepy or drunk, but sorry.
Since he's been here, has he not perked up a little bit?
He has. I wish we had that breathalyzer. James, you're on the air.
Hey, Howard, how's it going?
Hey, brother.
Hey, Julian, man, I want to smoke some of that weed you got. Hey, listen, I think my girlfriend cheated on me at a Strokes concert in Portland, Maine.
Really?
Probably true.
Yeah. So I think you guys suck.
But with the band?
Well, I don't know if it was while the music was playing or if it was afterwards.
It's not their fault. Don't blame me.
Are you still with it?
Hey, Kane, when are you going to play Gary in Stump the Buoy?
As soon as he wants me to.
Yeah, when are we doing that?
Anytime you want.
Let's do this. Can you win, Kane?
I know I can win.
I'd like to play him right now, to tell you the truth.
You need a handicap?
For what?
He's been up already.
I don't know how proud I should be of knowing all that 80s music, but yeah, I think I could win, yeah.
All right, listen, do I have to take a break?
Yeah.
I just want to go home.
I've been enjoying this. I got to
I know, it's been fun.
Thanks.
Hey, Julian, nice meeting you. Good
nice
luck.
Meeting you too, man. Thanks.
Yeah, very nice meeting you. Kane, good seeing you. We'll have you in here for a Stump the Buoy when you sober up.
Yeah, really? Sober up.
We're working in 2 hours.
But you see, Kane's got a good gig because even during the week he can go out all night.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It must be wonderful to work in the afternoon.
Yeah, he can go home, go to sleep now, and then wake up and do that show of his.
But he's not going to because Kane has to be here at 12:30, which is
what?
To get
whoa,
a show.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. 12:30.
12:30.
Well, actually, Cabby gets here at noon.
Yeah, that's Cabby.
I get here at 5 to 2.
Yeah, I mean. He doesn't have to prepare for anything. He's playing records.
Look how dilated those eyeballs are right now.
That's great.
F you. How about that one?
I'm waiting for it. Hey,
you sound like you had a stroke.
That's all? Yeah, that's all you got? I gotta come up with that one.
Freaky and not funny and scary, actually.
Whoa. Wow.
I'm going to bring in my pink elephant next for you. You big jerk.
I was hoping for more, but, you know, whatever.
What are you going to do?
Should I just...
Don't fight him, that's all.
All
right. No. Don't fight him.
No, he's not. Yeah. Julian's not going to fight.
Come Julian, come on. Stop it.
He's
fall asleep.
Julian, it's great seeing you. And Kane, great seeing you. Nick, what you do? You going to hang out and watch us?
Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
I'm going to hang out.
All right, hang out.
Very cool to meet you.
Cool meeting you, too. And good luck with the strokes and all that kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay, maybe act professional and get some sleep, all right?
Yeah, take the job seriously.
I don't think so.
It's not going to happen.
You'll keep the energized.
Right. Hey, good meeting you, Julian. We'll be back right after these words. Here's Steph.